Before we start the episode, I just want to say hello, and I just want to give a couple of, like, I want to disclose some things, because this episode was a lot. So I just want to first and foremost say, like, I mentioned it during the episode, I'm sleep deprived. I'm currently really sleep deprived. I don't know if I'll sleep today. I'm really struggling. I don't know why, but I'm trying everything, so don't worry about it. But I'm a little loopy and I'm a little out of it because I'm like so sleep deprived and I've kind of been just walking like a zombie. But don't be alarmed. I just want to tell you that because I kind of jump off the walls in this episode and I kind of yell a lot. And I hope you guys don't think I'm being mean or weird or like, you're like, ugh, Eleanor, you're annoying. And if you do think I'm being annoying, I'm sorry. I haven't slept in 58 hours. Yeah. So other than that, I wanted to also say Monty and I misspeak and we call Mall of Asia Mall of America. Don't know why Mall of America was on the mental. We've never been. But we mean whenever we say Mall of America, we do mean Mall of Asia. So apologies. Another thing that I need to say, I think this is the last one. Very early on in the episode, I kind of make this episode like a drinking game, like as a joke. But I was like, hey, if you actually want to make this a drinking game and you kind of want to have fun and like hang out with me and my sister during this episode, you can follow the drinking game. I do explain when to take a shot. If you're a person that doesn't want to drink alcohol, take a shot of water. Drinking water is good for you. I bet you're not drinking enough of it anyway. So do that. And if you're like, I drink enough water, Eleanor, and I don't drink alcohol, hang out and vibe. All right? You don't need to do anything you don't want to. I don't want to pressure anyone around here. Okay? Say no. And I respect it. Anyways, let's get to the show. Back to unreliable. Welcome back to unreliable narrator. Oh, whoa, yeah, yeah.
Go to sleep.
Oh my god. Wait, is that my new producer tag? Go to sleep. I don't know. I'm playing. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to unreliable narrators. Me, Eleanor, and you did hear a familiar, not so familiar voice, Monsi. I just want to share a little story before we dive right in. But I did record about like 30 minutes of this episode already, but then I went through immense hot flashes. Monty compared my back sweat to a slip and slide.
All true.
And I've just been going through some things. So my body's acting very strange. And what I mean been going through some things, I am sleep deprived. I haven't slept. Yeah, I haven't slept.
I done told her to go to sleep, but she will not listen to me.
I feel like a machine.
You are not a machine.
I'm
you are a girl.
I'm just a girl. You're so fucking.
You are a human. Go to sleep.
No, I'm doing this episode. Okay, this episode is gonna be different from the food episode because, girl, we're a month late. I know you're sick of me, and I know you want to get on to the next story or the next event, the next podcast theme, whatever. And oh my god, I feel like a little part of me, when I said, whatever, she knows, she knows, y'all know the song, she knows, it's a J. Cole.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know who it's by.
Somebody down in the comments, let me know, because somebody over here knows a lot about a lot of things, but not fucking music or pop culture, Montserrat. But yeah, we're a month late, and the only thing we can blame, the only person we can blame is Monsi.
What?
And I'm incredibly sorry that I allowed her to delay the story so long. You have to understand, her will
to not do the podcast is the equivalent to when the WGA went on fucking strike. Like, she don't care. She'll put that fucking sign up high and walk around my room saying she's not gonna fucking be on the podcast. I'm not gonna get a word out of her. And that's why she escaped to Taiwan, but I found her. I found her and I brought her back home.
She's lying. We try every day, but every day there's always something that's like, tomorrow.
You know what that something is? That something isn't really a something. It's really a person. And that person's name is Montserrat. That girl. Would come back from the gym and she would look at me. Don't be mad at me. But can we do it tomorrow? I'm tired.
You would also do the same thing.
But bitch, I can buck up like I'm right now. My back is a wet slip and slide. And I'm going through some shit right now, but I'm still making the episode happen. Because I'm dedicated.
You're insane.
Y'all hear that? I'm dedicated.
Go to sleep. No, but, because no, she's disheveled and she's so sweaty. I just grabbed her arm and my head slipped off.
No. Because this episode is not even going to be like a really the Philippines episode anymore. It's going to be me trying to tell you the stories while trying to keep my sanity. That's... But this is what you want.
This is what I mean when we tried to record 30 minutes ago. We couldn't get through anything without talking about something else.
Yeah, because I just want to sing or tell you about other stories. So I'm just going to do a run through the Philippines. Like, really fast, Spark Notes this shit. Shout out to Spark Notes. Love you, girl. Like I told you, where we left off is Monty shitting herself. That was a great phenomenon. How do you pronounce? Phenomenon? No,
that's fine, yeah. I don't know what you're going for. Monty
makes me feel so insecure about my English. Y'all, like, it's actually so bonkers. Like, yeah, I get it. You fucking read. I'm dyslexic. I have trouble. And that doesn't stop. Like, I can listen to audiobooks. I just don't. I also have an auditory processing disorder, so I can't listen to audiobooks.
You can't win on any fronts.
No, I can't. Sorry, Monty had a moco. And I'm like, right now, I have hella mocos right now. But I'm gonna let it ride. I'm gonna eat them up. Dripping from it's literally dripping from my septum, but I'm gonna let it live. You guys, I'm so ugly right now. I wish you could see me. And it's funny because I think about like filming the podcast and putting it up on YouTube. Because that's what my friends say, like, oh, like, people like a visual podcast. No, y'all don't want to see what I look like. That would take away from the stories. I think the side of me would just be a whole jump scare and make you feel so uneasy that you wouldn't want to hear me. Like, right now, I look like that. I'm not even going to say that. I'm just going through some things. Just imagine a pale body, dark under eyes, sweat, hair up in a messy bun, bangs out, bald spot. Like, anyways, like I said, and in the last podcast that I tried to film with Monty about the Philippines, I kept saying anyways. Literally.
She had a whole monologue about the word anyways.
Like, you guys don't want me like that. You guys. Maybe I'm a little rusty. Or maybe I'm sleep deprived. There's a lot of things. Anyways, this is like literally not the anyways again! Not the anyways! It's only been 5 minutes and I still can't get my shit together. Okay. Hello. My name is Eleanor. I'm here with Monty. We're back at it again. And I'm just going to tell you the small stories that I have left from the Philippines because they were extremely important to me. And they're very important to Monty because I want to immortalize this event because our family reunion video and photos have not been given to my father and it's been months. Mm-hmm. So I don't like have like big memories. All I have is word of mouth, aka my mouth to your ears. So basically on our first day in the province, we went to the wet market. I kept yapping. Monty got mad at me. She told me to shut the fuck up. She shoved me into some fish. I almost fell. Did not. She didn't do that. But I felt like she did. When she looked at me, when Monty looks at me and she goes, Eleanor. Like, I told her she made me hate my name.
I did, because Eleanor would walk off, I don't know how many times during the trip. And at some point with the heat and just being around her family, her dad mainly.
Yeah, don't even say family, it's just him.
Just get mad. So the Eleanor turned into Eleanor. Eleanor.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, my body just takes me places. My intuition? Is that the way you pronounce it?
Yeah.
You guys are learning that I don't know how to pronounce a lot of things, which is so funny. I don't think
that was right.
But people don't have the heart to correct me. That's like a lot of my life, which I don't understand. Please correct me. If I'm saying something wrong or using a word incorrectly, please correct me. My parents use words wrong. So that's why I copy them, because I don't understand or I don't know. You guys, I said Jurassic my whole life, and I was referring to the fucking dinosaurs. It's Jurassic. Like, I had a second grader correct me this, like, last year about it. Like, you guys, please correct me. I'm trying to be smarter here. And I said UCLA accepted me. Ow. Anyways, anyways again. Take a shot anytime. Every time. You know what this is? This is a drinking game. This episode is a drinking game, y'all. Everyone get your little drinks out. If you don't drink,
just take shots of water.
Take shots of water, baby. Like Monty said, what is those people that are like,
straight edge?
Straight edge. If you're straight edge, I'm looking at you, people. That's the way I thought I was going to be straight edge. Let's see what that happened. I'm going through withdrawals. I'm just kidding. So, what was I even fucking saying? I'm losing it.
The last thing I remember. Oh, my
God. Oh, yeah. Monty made me hate my name in the Philippines because this bitch kept yelling at me, Eleanor, Eleanor. Like, girl, I was like, please change. I'm going to legally change my name. And every time when I was in the Philippines, like, weed is illegal there, so you can't get it at all. Like, don't even think about it. Don't even talk about it. Is that illegal? The war on drugs of the last president? Crazy. He was out there murdering people on the street. The president also sucks now. A lot of, like, the Philippines is not it when it comes to their government officials and just them as a whole. It fucking sucks. I hate that president. That president could suck it. Oh, my God. Someone blur that out. Getting nervous now.
I don't know how to respond.
Monty's looking at me crazy. No, it's because if you're Filipino, you understand what I mean about the slander I'm going to put on the president. The president's fucking crazy. What one story that my cousin told me that I thought it was so funny was the current president. Is Marcos, right? He's like Marcos, if you remember, if you're Filipino, the Marcos regime. He is, is it the son? Okay. I think his dad. Yeah, he's the son. His father was president before, and his father was, like, president during the Beatles. Like, really, like, the Beatles were the shit. What year was that? Was it 70s? The 60s. When were the Beatles the bees fucking knees? But when they were the bees fucking knees, they came to the Philippines, and I think the president invited them to go to, like, perform at his wife's birthday or some shit. It was an event. And the Beatles, like, I don't think they had the time, or they didn't want to go. And on their way to the airport, they almost got killed because I think Marcos sent people over there because he was just so booty tickled. They didn't want to sing for him. And later on, fast forward to this right now, his son now is like, oh, my father, man, him and the Beatles go way back. They're best friends. Did you know that? They're literally best friends. And I'm pretty sure, I don't know which Beatles said this in an interview, but he was like, yeah, we don't fuck with Marcos. He tried to get us killed. Like, how you finna say your dad was best friends when there's video evidence that they don't fuck with him? Anyways.
Yeah, he's the son.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
Okay, word.
And the Beatles was 60s.
Oh, the 60s. Oh, I was kind of close. They said 60s. Mm-hmm. But I said 70s first. So that's basically the president. He's just a fucking joke. Like, hate him down. And what's just so funny, because when we got to the province, the national, like, Boy Scout Jamboree was happening. It ended the day we got there. And what's crazy, the president came. The president came, so their, what's that called? Their gymnasium was full of banners of his fucking face. Like, welcoming Mr. President, whatever the fuck his name was, Marcos. I think it said it's His Excellency. Like, my ass. Like, anyway. Like, dude, he's so, that place, like, I don't even know. Anyways, I would let actual Filipino citizens, like, especially young people, tell you why they hate him and why they're, like, so frustrated with their government. Like, it's honestly, yeah. Anyways, another shot for y'all. Another shot for y'all. Water or tequila? Water or tequila? Or take a shot of that Benjamin. But anyways, like, when we're in the province, we went to the wet market. We rode on a tricycle for the first time. I rode in the back. Big mistake. Bumpy as shit. I was flying everywhere. Dirt in my face. But then I got to see a little Peaky also riding on a tricycle. He was on his way to slaughter. But I got to wave to him. Goodbye. Hope he's not okay. He's gone. He's gone. But the wet market, like Monty said, she was so mean to me because I kept going everywhere that I wasn't supposed to be going, away from our family. Because again, like, I want to know who else here just follows their heart, man. Wherever their body tells them to go, they just go. Because that's me. I step out the car and I just start walking. I know that's not safe or good to do, especially in a place you don't know the language, nor do you know where you are. But, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. But the wet market was cool. Like, imagine
everything's, like, close together. It had just rained, so it was kind of gross. There's
It was smelly.
It was smelly. Her aunt was like, don't step in any of the water. And we're like, okay.
Remember what happened with Monty with the rat water in the last episode? Yeah, don't step in the water. But it was really cool to see all the produce they have, like the vegetables and the fruit that they have versus what we have here in the U.S.
Yeah, a lot of stuff I've never seen. Mm-hmm. There's one fruit I forgot what it was called.
The one that looked like a rock?
Yeah.
Frick, I can't remember either.
But our cousin was like, have you had these before? We're like, no, never. He's like, let me buy you some.
So that was really good. I liked it. But when we're also there, we saw, was it eels?
Yeah, we saw eels in a little kiddie pool.
That was cool.
They're flopping around.
Mm-hmm. And then you see like dead pigs. But one, oh my God. Anyways, another shot. Monty and I like saw this cow head, and that's like fine, like to see a cow head, like I've seen that at a butcher shop at like the store, like
yeah. Our aunt was like, oh, they put those there to show you how fresh the meat is, that like, oh, the meat in the store came from this animal that you see right here. They'll put it in the front of the shop.
Mm-hmm. They'll put it like front and center for you to see that everything around them came from this cow right here. But what got me was, like, I looked too much. I shouldn't have even stared at it too long. Because when I stared at it too long, I realized the brain was still inside the cow head. And I was like, ooh. Ooh, there's memories in there. Like, I was like, oh, no, there's memories in there. And you might be asking yourself, like, is Eleanor a vegetarian? Like, why did she give a fuck? But okay. I'm not a vegetarian, but I barely eat. So it doesn't even matter. But man, just seeing the brain in there, I was like, oh my God, like that, I don't know, it waked me out. But I kept it pushing because I'm like, yo, I'm not gonna yuck your yum. If this is how you do business, this is how you do business. Get your coin, brother. But after that, like, I think we went back to the house, we packed because we were going to Boracay the next day. Mm-hmm. In a little white van. That was gnarly.
A 16-seater? Oh,
no, it was 15, it was it fit 16 of us. It was not a 16-seater van, though. But we all fit in there, and my dad lied, and he said it would take a half an hour for us to get to, like,
the little port.
The port that was going to take us to,
ships that would take
boats. The boats that would take us to the other island, aka Boracay. And the day of, I remember asking, like, oh, like, we're going in the van, then we're going to go onto the ship with the van. And they're like, no, and they're, like, laughing at me, and they're like, no, it's not one of those things, it's just a boat. So we're going to leave the van at the port and then we're going to take a boat to the island. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'm used to ferries. I thought if we were going from an island to another island, we would be in a thing like a ferry. No, not at all. It's just a fucking little boat, bruh. And it had to be the funniest thing because we get there. Our uncles are, like, telling us where to go because they have to get the tickets or whatever. We're just holding the stuff. My dad is vlogging, as he usually does, as he only fucking does. And everyone has a backpack because I feel like everyone knew that we had to pack lightly and because we were going to be moving so much from the bow to, like, the island's, like, transportation. It wasn't a tricycle. It was like,
a modified tricycle.
It was, like, a modified tricycle. It looked like... I don't even know how to call
it. A little cart.
It looked like a golf cart. A golf cart, yeah, that could fit six people. That basically. It looks like a biggish golf cart, but enclosed. So we get to the port. We get our tickets. And I'm taking care of my dad's stuff because my dad is like paying for our tickets and like vlogging. We get to this point where I'm like, oh, like that's the ship. AKA, that's the bowl we about to go on. And the little, they throw like this piece of wood that you're supposed to like cross
to from, get onto the boat.
It's rocky. It's real rocky.
It's rocky. The boat's rocking. The board's rocking.
You're rocking.
You have to keep your balance. You have to keep your balance. And, like, the whole time I complained to my dad, I was like, while you're... You can see in the video, in the home video, that I'm starting yelling at my dad. Because I'm like, while you're vlogging, I have your little luggage. And I don't know if I can make it on the boat like this. But, of course, my dad doesn't care. So, the men that helped me onto the boat, they're like, oh, do you need help? And I was like, you can't really help me because it's super narrow. Only one person can go at a time. So, I'm freaking tripping over myself, tripping over the luggage, almost falling on my face. Literally, the boat is rocking back and forth, back and forth. The guy grabs my arms to take me, like, down into the boat because he sees me struggling. Bless his soul, because I would have took him down in the water with me because it was that serious. But, we get to the island. We get to the Airbnb. She's a sight.
She really was. It was like an admin office turned into an Airbnb. Because they needed extra rooms to make up for, like, I don't know, money lost during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
So all the little offices were turned into rooms. And the middle, like, waiting room or office area was the living room / kitchen / dining room.
Mm-hmm.
And only one bathroom.
Only one bathroom. No outlets in the bedrooms. So there's only outlets in the living room. Oh, my God.
Apologies. I'm asthmatic.
Anyways. Ow! Not another shot! I'm so sorry! You're drunk by now, huh? You're drunk now, huh? This is my official... This is a new game. It's a new game. I'm Robin Marriott, drinking game.
Anyways.
You don't take a shot because Monty said it. Anyways. So, we spent majority of the time at the beach. Every morning, we would eat breakfast. We would go to the beach. We would swim because the water is so calm. The only thing that make the waves are the boats.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. The sand is just so soft. The water's so clear. So many fishes just like swimming around.
You like feel them on your legs, which kind of freaked me out after a while. But it's okay.
They never touched me.
Lucky you.
I don't know. Lucky me, baby. They never touched me. But that was like pretty cool. And like we what else did we do? We walked up and down the little,
We got Tahoe.
We did get Tahoe. But then, in Boracay, there's different stations. So, station one is the more bougie. Those are, like, the resort resorts.
All-inclusive.
Yeah. Resort resorts, like, so away from everybody. And then station two is where we were, which is, like, the shops, like, shopping. And
restaurants.
And station three, I heard, is more, like, just people who actually live on that island be over there. Because that's where their houses are. Where the near their houses are. So we did not go there because that's too much walking, baby. And we didn't go to station one, so we stayed at station two. But again, it was really fun because near all the food and all like the souvenirs and all the excursions are there. So that was sick nasty. But one thing in Boracay that made me laugh so hard was like Monty and I were like swimming really far out away from like our family, and this like 12 to 13 year old kid is like staring at us. And I wanted it, I thought it was going to be, like, one of those moments when he's, like, oh, like, he wanted to talk to us. Or, like, wanted to be friendly. Because a lot of people in the Philippines were extremely friendly. They're very kind and would love to talk. So I thought that was, like, his deal. No. He just wanted to stare. And he was, like, when I tell y'all, I'm not even exaggerating. We were, like, playing with our little nieces and nephew. And he just, like, came over to us, like, swam over to us and, like, stood, like, arm's length away from us and just stared and stared and stared for about, like, a half an hour. And I know you could be like, oh, why didn't y'all say hi? Like, I genuinely did not know what he wanted. I did not know what he wanted. I didn't know what he wanted, so I was so confused. I even asked my niece. I was like, oh, why does he keep staring at us? She's like, I don't know. Maybe he likes the way you talk because we speak in English, or he's staring because of your piercings. I was like, that's true, that's true. You got a thing there, mamas. Mm-hmm. You got a thing there. But one of the excursions that we did was, what's that fucking shit called? The banana boat!
Banana boat. We did paragliding. We did island hopping.
Yes! Dude, I have to tell you about the banana boat.
Banana boat.
So imagine an inflatable banana. And everyone is on it, and the speedboat just goes really super duper fast. It's
jerking you around.
And it's super fun. This banana boat was like two bananas side by side. That's basically what the banana boat was for us. And
what's so funny, I'm so excited. We're all wearing life vests.
Mind you, me and Monty can swim. Okay? I want to make that clear to y'all. Monty and I can swim. We were taught how to swim when we were young. We went to swimming classes in high school. It's mandatory that you swim as well for 2 years.
Okay, we know how to swim. Plus, we have life vests. The other people on the freaking banana boat, aka my other, they don't know how to swim. Are not as strong swimmers. Okay? Why the fuck is the only person screaming on this fucking banana boat? It's high screaming. Guess who the fuck it was? Guess. It wasn't me.
It was me.
Yeah, it was Monsi the whole time. It wouldn't even be crazy. This girl is screaming.
I was scared. I didn't want to fall in. People, I saw people get, like, jerked off and fly into the water. I didn't want that to be me.
That would be a story.
I'm not mine.
But what's crazy, I did almost fall off.
She did. I screamed even louder.
Because you hit really big waves. Oh my god, now I'm insecure about that laugh I just did. I'm
why'd you do it again?
I don't know, I thought I would make it funny. Like, just forget what I just did. Anyways, another shot! Shot o'clock. And what's so funny is, like, a majority of my last season, I was just, like, not sober when I did these. And I'm, like, perfectly sober, just sleep deprived right now. And I'm like, ah! Like, off the fucking rails! Anyways. Wink, wink. We basically were, like, on the banana boat. We hit this really big wave. And I fly up. I flew up. And I went to go grab, like, the rope thing that you have in front of you. And I just, like, slip off. Like, the water is on. I slip off. But good thing I don't fall to my right. Because if I fall to my right, like, towards my right.
Fall into the water.
I would fall into the ocean. Good thing I fell to my left. Because I just fell onto the other side of the banana boat. And my cousin is in front of me. So she grabs me. She, like, grabs my arm. It's like, trying to get me back to holding the piece of rope. And I thought I was laughing the whole time. And, like, we get back to the, there's, like, a platform you have to be on where you get to, for the excursions or whatever, that's in the middle of the ocean. And we get off, and my nephew is like, who was screaming? And I was like, you know who was screaming? He was like, yeah, Tito Monsi was screaming the whole time. I thought it was Krim Krim, a.k.a. the 8-year-old on the trip. But no, it was your Tita Monsi. Tita Monchi, why were you screaming so much? I don't fucking know.
I was scared. Mm.
And it was funny because even my uncle was, not my uncle, my dad was like, why are you screaming? Dude, honestly, Monsi in any situation, my dad, Monsi's screaming. And my dad will always go, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Calm down. Scared. What's wrong with you? Control, train yourself. Train yourself. Like, it's so funny. We would watch, like, a show, like, a movie, and if there'd be, like, a loud explosion, maybe a mini jump scare, something she wasn't expecting, bloody murder scream, and then me and my dad are more scared of the fucking scream than whatever the hell's happening on this, what has ever happened in the show, and recently it happened to my dad. He got so sick. We were watching The
Walking Dead. I got scared, okay?
We were watching The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Lived. Yes, we still watch that shit. And something happened, and Monsi screamed so loud at the dinner table. My dad was sicker. She got up, and she walked to the kitchen. Because he's like, what's wrong with you? Why you like that? Why you like that? Train yourself. Train yourself. It's not real. Just like...
It's real to me.
Dude, don't play. And we were paragliding, y'all. Y'all not ready for the paragliding. This girl was screaming.
Me and Kate were both screaming.
How old is Kate? 14?
14, 15.
Yeah. Anyways.
It doesn't matter.
You're supposed to be your strong Tita. It's still on the boat. It's still on the boat. They're just harnessing her into the little paragliding thing. That was her. But imagine a more, like, a good scream, not a yell. Because I don't know how to scream, I could just yell. But imagine that. And my dad is like, what is wrong with her? What is wrong with her? Your sister. I was like, I don't know, man. Like, when we got in our first car accident, man, that was crazy.
What are you bringing up, my drama?
I'm going to bring this up now because I told you this is going to be a non-conventional episode. I don't give a fuck. Because we went to the Philippines in December. Like, I'm not going to talk about it with such conviction like I would have if we just came fresh off the plane. But, yeah. Whatever. This is a story I have to tell you because I think it's funny because it just ties into Monty being a bitch. It's not being a bitch if you're scared, but I just love Monty. She's just so...
She's a scaredy cat.
She's a scaredy cat through and through. Another thing, when we're in the Philippines and she's such a scaredy cat, she's so freaking oblivious here in the States. She's so like, she don't see nothing. Nothing. But when we're in the Philippines, we were walking to the Mall of America into a tunnel, like a hell of people. That's how you get to the mall from the, like, the main street. Monty, head on the swivel. Head on the swivel like someone's gonna jump out of her. But what made me laugh so hard was that she did not realize, because she was like, why are all these men stopping to the side of this bridge? And I was like,
It looked odd because everyone's moving, like, constantly, and you used to just see like six dudes just standing and staring. I then realized they were trying to take a picture, but that was like dumb because there's no gaps. There's just hundreds of people walking.
Dude, they don't give a fuck. They're gonna get that fit pic for Facebook. In front of the Mall of Asia. Like, are you kidding me? So Monty was like, head on a swivel, head on a swivel. So scared. And I'm like, Montserrat, you know those men you see? They're like 5'3". They're literally just want to get their fit pics, bro. They're not gonna rob you.
It looked odd to me.
Y'all heard it here, folks. Monty thinks Filipinos look odd.
Woo! It just looked odd because they were staring and
She doubled down, you guys. She said they were odd again. Cancel her. Cancel her. I always knew she was a Spaniard. I always knew. That's why she got sunburned when we were in Boracay. She got so sunburned she had to wear a rash guard the rest of the trip.
I did.
She did. Well, so did everybody else.
You.
I did also wear. No, what's crazy? I didn't wear one at all.
Our niece got
hella burned.
It was bad.
Hers was like bad. But like I was saying about this story about Monty screaming, we were on our way for the 4th of July. It was Monty, myself, and my dad. And we were going to Carmel by the Sea for the 4th of July because Monty just loves Carmel and my dad loves a good trip. So it was a last minute decision because our mom was away with her sisters. And basically, we're driving. We're probably like, how far are we?
We're in Morgan Hill.
We're in Morgan Hill. We're probably like an hour out from Carmel.
I don't know.
I'll say an hour. Give or take.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, this fuck, is it a T-Mobile truck?
It's like a T-Mobile service truck.
Yeah, T-Mobile service truck rear ends us. I hit my head so hard because I sit weird in the car. AKA, I'm in the backseat leaned over because that's just who I am. And I hit my head a little hard on the front seat. And I hit my head on the back seat. And then I hit my head again in the front seat. And my dad immediately, like, was like, oh, what the fuck? Monty, what does she do? Screaming. Screaming bloody murder. The screaming turns into crying. And then my dad goes, Monty, calm down. Calm down, Monty. Monty, what's wrong with you? Monty, stop screaming.
That was not.
That was you. That was you. If I could record you from my eyes,
I screamed once.
No, she didn't.
And then I burst into crying.
You screamed once and then screamed, burst into crying, was wailing, and then was like, what am I supposed to do? And I was like, call 911.
They already called 911. The car called 911. And then even though I'm crying and sniveling, who has to talk to 911? Me.
Because who's in the back seat who got a concussion? Me.
This girl acting like she got a concussion. You want to know what she did in the back of the car after we got in the car accident? She started flipping through her photo. What's it called?
My PC binder.
Her PC binder.
Photo cards of my K-pop groups.
I'm over here still disheveled because worst nightmare happened.
Yeah, Monty's terrified of like cars and getting in a car accident. So when we got hit, she was so disheveled. She was like in tears, so traumatized, shaken. And I was like, you know what I need to do? I need to look at my photo cards of all my K-pop men that I collect. And I was just fixing in the back seat while my dad yelled at the T-Mobile guy because he was like, my kids are scared. AKA his daughter screaming in the front seat, crying. So I wasn't surprised about what happened on the banana boat. Disappointed, but not deprised. Surprised.
Deprised.
Why did you hit me? You guys missed it, you guys. I didn't yell for help because I didn't want to alarm anyone in the audience, but... She just smacked me across the face because of what I just said.
She's lying.
I don't know who you want to believe, me or her. But you guys, you have to believe me. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm just kidding. After that, I'm just going to tell you. I'm going to skip around. Because the Philippines was just... What was it like? When we were in Boracay, it was fun. I enjoyed it a lot. But we were there for a cool minute. We were there for like 5 days.
Yeah, 4 or 5 days. One day we didn't get up to much. The next day was filled with all the activities. Yeah. Third day feels also relaxing. So I think we were there for 4 days.
Yeah, we were there for like 4 days. It felt like five. But I don't know. It went by slow but fast at the same time. And then we made it back for Christmas. We did Christmas. Oh my gosh. I sang so much karaoke. You would never.
Every day.
Almost. Every day we sang karaoke. And you will never, ever, ever, ever find me at a family party singing. I will go to a karaoke lounge, a karaoke bar, and I will sing with y'all there. Locked out of heaven? Locked out of heaven. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, me and my friend Mika do a mean Locked Out of Heaven. Y'all, I'm about to go on The Voice with that shit, to be honest. We're Filipino, so of course we can sing. Yeah, I can sing, I can dance, I can act, and I'm a comedian. I'm literally the full package. I'm just waiting for... What's their channel for the Filipino stuff? You know it.
I can't think of it right now.
I know.
TV Patrol.
I don't know. Not TV Patrol, though.
I know, but I don't know.
Hey, Filipinos, add in the chat. Add in the chat. Fuck, why is it slipping my brain right now? I see it in my head. I'm not even excited right now. But yeah, we sang like every single day. And my uncle Edwin, my tito Edwin, sings so much and so well. I really do love how he sings. I requested that he sing Heaven by Bryan Adams, and he did it justice. Love ya, because he did so well. I recorded it because I love that song. One of my favorites. Oh, TFC. Yeah, I'm waiting for my
call. The Filipino channel.
Oh, we're so stupid. Yeah. Can I tell you something? I didn't know that's what it represented until right now. TFC, the Filipino channel. Some revoke the half Filipino card that I have. Shred it to bits! Or give it to Monsi. No, actually don't, because she's a Spaniard. Leave her alone. Let her burn the sun.
I
don't
want to take your card. You deserve it.
I do.
You need the half.
I need the half. I look the half, don't I, ladies? Everyone comment down below if I look Filipino. Do I look more Filipino than Olivia Rodrigo? She also half. Do I look more Filipino than Vanessa Hudgens? How did Vanessa Hudgens become the ambassador or whatever for the Philippines? Maybe it's because of that fucking dinky-ass president. That's why. Anyways. Because I think she... How did she say? Did she say Mindanao? I don't know what the place she said, but she said it hella funky. I remember that video of her. And I didn't forget what she said during COVID, that it's all inevitable. We're all going to die, so it doesn't matter. Girl, Vanessa, shut up. Just sing Sneaker Night again. Y'all remember that song? Y'all remember Sneaker Night by Vanessa Hudgens? Classic. But by the time we got to the province, it was like Christmas. We celebrated Christmas there. And another big thing that we were going to get into was our family reunion. That was the initial thing we came to the Philippines for. The day of, I was super duper excited because I've never been to a big ass reunion ever in my life. Mm-hmm. But it was so funny because when we were in Boracay, my auntie came up to us like, oh, we're going to do a surprise like dance for your dad. And I was like, okay, word, like that'd be cool. Until she showed me 3 days before the reunion, the dance. And if you're Filipino, if you're on Filipino TikTok, or if you're from the province, you know. How do you pronounce it? The music? Badoy? Badoy music? Oh, I'm going to get crucified.
Badot?
Is it Badot music? I don't know. I can't pronounce it. I know. I want to say Badots. Like, is it that?
I don't know.
Just know it's like a common, like, they remix old classic songs into more like, ooh, like, music. And they play it all the time in the province. Like, my cousin's neighbor played it to, like, the AM. At one point, they played it so much, Monty thought they were dead because it never stopped. And it felt like the same song was being played over and over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. But my auntie showed me the video of what she wanted us to dance to. And I was like, yo, if this was any other person, any other place, I would say, fuck no, I'm not doing that. I don't care. But because we're in the when in the Philippines, like, I'll dance. I'll do a little dance. Me and Monty took it too seriously.
Apparently it's grassroots electronic dance music.
Oh, hell yeah. Come on. Wait, say it again.
Budot.
Budot?
Budots?
Budots? Budot? Budot? Fuck. I've heard it so many times. I don't know why I'm having a moment. Budots? Budots?
Budots? I don't like a pronunciation.
I know. Somebody. Oh my god. I can feel my Filipino card slipping through my fingers.
Slipping through my fingers.
Is this just a song now?
Yeah.
Anyways, we had to learn the dance in 3 days. Me and Monty were super nervous, and of course we, like, had to memorize it. The day comes, and the day before, everyone was like, okay, we have to wake up by this time because we have to make it to church. I think church was at...
Just do this.
No!
Just do this. Play it. Play it.
I don't know.
I don't know! Play it, Monty.
Ooh, that's...
Ooh, I don't...
But not.
I don't know if that's actually how you're supposed to pronounce.
Budats.
Budats! Budat. Budat. Budats. I don't even... I don't even... Let's. Budats. Can we just give it up? Because I literally feel like I'm... The card is no longer in my hand. I'm in a hole because I dug it. Oh, my God. But anyways, Monty and I learn the dance. It gets to the time where we're supposed to be at the church. They tell us... It was at 9 o'clock we're supposed to be at the church at 8.
I feel like it was 8.
I think it was 8 o'clock. It was early in the morning. We're all wearing matching fucking shirts for the reunion. I'm sitting at the, like, after breakfast. We're waiting for everyone to be done. But mind you, for the past couple of days, we've been having, like, water issues and plumbing issues at my cousin's house. So we've been, like, showering with just, like, a bucket of water for the past couple of days because, like, the water's just not working from the well, I guess. Mm-hmm. So my cousin was dealing with that the morning of the reunion. And my dad being my dad, so he was just, like, fucking late. We were late. People were calling us already that were already at the church. But we finally get there. It's raining. And then I see a bunch of our family outside. And I'm like, what the heck? Why are y'all outside? And then we get inside the church. And I realize the reason why they're outside is because there's no room inside the church.
It's so tiny.
It was no room. But, of course, my dad being my dad, he drags us in there. He, like, people move for us so we can sit in the pew. Me and Monsi are in, like, the second row at the church. And big Filipino fashion, of course, there's a photographer and a videographer at the freaking church. From the time the party started to the time it ended, those people were recording the whole thing. The whole freaking thing. So basically, throughout this whole church service, you can see me and Monsi so confused. And I so badly want them to finish, or, like, I want to get my hands on this video for the reunion. Because we don't understand Tagalog. Like, I don't understand what they're saying. So I'm just following what everyone else is doing. At one point, we had to kneel, but there was nothing Monty and I could kneel on, like, that cushion. So, but I think someone moved for
someone
you,
right? Someone didn't move, and they, like, pulled me over so I could kneel with them. And I was like, oh, you're so nice, but I don't know what we're doing. But I will put my hands together, you. And I will close my eyes.
I'll put you. My hand in. I put my hands together and close my eyes. And I did the same, but my knees were not on something comfortable. My knees were on the floor. And it was so dusty, and my aunt looked at me. She was like, you know what? Just get up. Just get up. So I dusted my knees off, and I sat down. But it's funny, because Monty and I were just, like, delayed every single time they did anything. It's like, because we were just following the leader. But then at the end, we left. We took pictures in front of the church. We made it to the venue. We had the venue from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at night. Mm. And this is when the trouble started for me. I was feeling very good, like, the whole day. Mind you, our reunion was probably in the last couple of days we were there in the Philippines. It was on the 28th, I think, and we were leaving January 3rd. So I was like, oh, like, Nick? I've been... Yeah, it is.
No, we left before that because we were in Manila. What are you talking about?
Monty, Philippines as a fucking whole, not just the province. Maybe. Dude, she's killing me, y'all. Boo! Why we invite her?
This is why I don't want to be here. So mean. You'll cry now in a hole.
Well, I'm sweating. That has nothing to do with that either.
Yeah, I know.
Well, every time you yelled at me and you called me Eleanor when I was in the Philippines, I was like, I need to fucking get a cigarette. I need a cigarette. It got to a point where I was like, I'm going to sneak off and buy a vape. It was that serious. I was
They're
sick
everywhere.
Of it. They're everywhere.
Everyone just has little necklaces of them.
That's true to me. I don't like that. You're... Okay, hot take. I don't care. To have the vape around your neck, you're telling me you can't live without it. I know it's equivalent to having a pack of cigarettes in your back pocket, but heifer, at least I don't see it. I know you're smoking that green apple. That thing's gonna blow up in your mouth. Like, I don't even know. Like, the vapes they have over there, I don't even never seen them in my life. They look like they were modded. Like, they look crazy with little figures dancing on the screen in the front. I don't know.
I did not see that.
Dude, he got so serious. I was sick of everyone. I was like, I'm gonna pick up smoking out here. Because I don't drink alcohol. So I was like, I don't want to drink alcohol out here. I'm gonna pick up chain smoking. I didn't, thankfully.
But water?
No, I'm good. Thank you, brother. So at the family reunion, this is when we get to the venue. Y'all, I start feeling sick. I don't know why I feel sorry. The weather's not bad. Like, it's not too hot. It's, like, breezy. It's sprinkly. Yeah, it just rained that day. It just rained. It was really good weather. But I felt so fucking sick. Like, I wanted to vomit. Like, I was nauseous. But I ate breakfast that morning. Like, I've been about almost 2 weeks in the Philippines. Like, I was like, why am I feeling so icky? But my auntie was like, okay, all of y'all, like, me and Monty and our nieces have to practice doing the dance because we didn't practice all together. So I go down. And I'm, like, so dizzy. And one of my nieces is, like, right next to me. And, like, her and I are chill. So we, like, hung out from, like, at the church till when we got to the venue. And I'm like, ooh, I don't feel so hot. But I'm a dance. So we dance. And I feel like I'm going to vomit. Like, you know when you feel that in your, like, throat? That I'm like, ooh, something's about to come up. Something's about to come up. I keep feeling that. And I remember just wanting to tell Monty. And I finally told Monty. I was like, bro, I feel sick. She's like, go drink some water. And I was like, oh, okay. So my niece takes me to get water and I'm drinking water and I'm like, bro, like I'm gonna collapse. Like, I don't even know what I'm feeling right now. And I'm telling my niece, like, y'all don't feel so good. So like, she's like, let's go sit down. I text Monty. I'm like, brother, please come. I don't feel so good. Monty hits me, just sit down and drink water. And I'm like,
I did eventually come.
She eventually came like a half an hour. But let me just talk about this. Like, the reason why I'm complaining to Monty so much and not anybody else. It's because Monty knows I'm prone to fainting. I'm prone to getting sick, like, all the time out of nowhere. I will just start vomiting or I will pass out. She knows this. I've done it before. So I was like, oh, me telling her this, she must be like, oh, I'm going to come help you. No.
My bad. I was watching the other dance practices. No,
she didn't fucking come. So I physically had to get up again and go get her, like, be like, bro, help me. I'm not okay. And then my dad's over here like, watch us dance. And I'm like, father, father, I think I'm going to die. And of course, he's like, go sit down, go drink water, go eat some puto. I'm like, I don't want no fucking puto. I'm going to go pass out. I almost told him to drive me home because it was that serious. I think like 4 hours passed and we eat lunch. And yeah, 10, 11, 12, 1. Yeah, we ate around like 12-ish 1. The festivities began. People were singing. People were playing games or whatever. We eat. And I'm like, oh, this is going to make me feel better. I don't get better. I feel so freaking sick. And I tell Monty, I'm like, yo, I got to go vomit. And she's like, where are you going to do this? I was like, definitely not the bathroom because the bathrooms
were disgusting.
I've never.
It was like they were abandoned and no one ever went there to even like clean it, put tissue or even like the
one toilet was basically just a hole.
Yeah, it was. And then like it was very set up weird because like even to like use
there's no trash
can. There's no trash can. Like, the water to, like, clean yourself was outside of the stall.
Yeah, you couldn't properly use the table. Like, what do
it was very weird.
I might be coochie out to grab the thing to this. I don't even know. But it was really strange. So, I was like, oh, I'm not putting my face in anywhere near that toilet. You're crazy. So, I told her, I was like, oh, girl, you know what I have to do? I have to puke on the side of the road in the grass in front of the venue. And she's like, okay. But my little cousin, my niece, who was with me the whole time, like, helping me, was like, oh, I want to come. And I'm like, oh, my God. If you come, please stay on the parking lot side and, like, don't look at me. And then, of course, another nephew comes because he wants to, like, see what we're doing. And I'm like, fine, like, come, but you have to look away and you have to stay on, like, near the parking lot, not on the grass where I'm going. Monty and I start trudging along and me being me, I'm like, Monty, take pictures of me because I need to remember what I look like right now, like among the grass, the foliage and the street. And once I assumed the position of my knees, my hands on my knees, like literally like face forward, like, like all of a sudden I hear honking and I look to my left and I see trucks just pointing at me. And then you see the tricycles ringing and pointing at me. And I'm like, oh, word. So I got an audience, huh? Like, y'all so curious, huh? And I just started vomiting. I just vomited on the side of the road. And then my niece was like, I heard you. I saw you. And I was like, I don't think that's something to flex, girl. That you saw me throw up? I don't know about that, man. And then we get back, and I'm still, like, feeling uneasy. And my aunt comes over, and she's like, how are you? I was like, I feel sick. I just threw up. And she's like, what? I was like, I just threw up. She's like, you know, like, can you still dance? And I was like, you fucking kidding me right now? I was like, literally me, like, going through it for the past, like, 5 hours. And she looks at me, she's like, can you still dance? Who do I look like? Who? And I was like, of course I can still dance. Like, are you kidding me? Like, of course I can still dance. I don't know what I was thinking, because when I got up there, I didn't even button my pants again, you guys. I had unbuttoned pants. Good thing my shirt was long, and I was wearing high-waisted shorts. But they made us dance anyway, and you could see in the video, like, I'm zero energy. You could see it on my face that I'm like...
practiced so hard, too. Mm-hmm.
I practiced so hard. I memorized that shit, like, the back of my hand. Like, me and Monty before bed... Mm-hmm. would practice it, and our little cousin that morning, we practiced it all together, and we got it down. But dude, I fucked up in the beginning, because my mind was just in space, and you could see me, like, I just didn't want to throw up. I felt so sick for the rest of the day. The only time I started feeling better was around 5 or 6 when we had dinner.
Cooled down.
Yeah, when it cooled down completely and we ate again, I felt better. But I genuinely felt so fucking sick to my stomach that I was like, I don't even know what to do with myself. But it was so funny because literally I became obsessed with one of the servers there. I was obsessed with him because he looked like someone I knew. But I was like, who do I know that looks like you? But I was like, honestly, I could just be manifesting girling you right now and thinking that you look like somebody else. But really, you just fine as fuck and you just short as shit, shawty. I'm sorry. Everyone there was like 5'3". But he was like one of the caterers. Mm-hmm. I was like, love you, King. Thank you for giving my water and my, what else did we have to drink? The calamansi.
And the buco.
The buco water. Love you, babe. No, he was so cute. And I think his hair was actually, like, not permed. That was his proper hair. I was like, work for you? But yeah, we touched hands at one point. I was like, are we in love? What? No, he's like, I was helping with the plates. I, like, rounded up all the plates on my table to give to him. And he was like, thank you. I was like, And we both were at the fan at the same time. Because I was, one, dying. So they put the fan next to me. But he came over to, like, use the fan, and I was like,
So what are we?
Like, you clearly see I'm in distress. Like, no, I was literally going through it. My head was, like, between my legs. I was not okay. But I fell in love there. I fell in love so many times. Like, I loved anyone that I saw that was attractive. I was like, I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. Us in Manila, I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. All over the mall, in my head. I was like, why do you have to be 5'5"? Why do you have to be 5'4"? Why can I see? Why are we at eye length?
eye level.
This is why I have you here. Why am I at eye length? That's a new coined word, coined term by me. New phrase.
I'm at eye length.
I'm at eye length with you. We're both looking at each other at eye length. Is that what? That's a new pickup line. New pickup line. So, like, we do karaoke, they do dancing, we do our dance, it's cute, it's a vibe, and it gets to one point when we meet all our, like, nieces from, like, all over, because the reunion, there's the people from Pasig, there's people from Mindanao, there was people from Manila, I'm trying to think of
other places I can't remember.
So it was just, like, everyone from everywhere, and it was good to meet all of them. I got along a lot with all of our nieces, and it was cute because they were like, oh, we should all go to the plaza and go on the rides. I just have to say, like, my Filipino friends, they all were like, because when we first got there, we went to the plaza, like, the second day we were there. The night we went to the wet market. So we went on the Ferris wheel, and I remember, like, I posted about it, and my cousin... was like, oh, do not ride the rides here. They're made out of scrap metal and they're, like, missing pieces. Like, they're really, like, DIY homemade. And they are. Like, you can really tell when you, like, step up to the little plaza, the little Ferris wheel, the little game that they have, and the other rides. It's all handmade. Very DIY. Like, genuinely, it's DIY. Like, a piece of string is your seatbelt. But I still got on that shit and I lived, and all my Filipino friends were like, I can't believe you. You know, people down that shit, and I'm like, yes. And I still went on it, because my cousin put his, like, 8-year-old on it, so I was like, I'm gonna go on it, too. But the day of the reunion, we went to this other place that was close to the plaza.
There were, like, two little game areas that also had rides. This one had more rides and games than the other section we went to, but this one had the infamous, like, octopus ride, that everyone kept talking about. They're like, we got to go on it. And I'm just like, okay, seems kind of fun. Because there's rides like that in the U.S. Yeah. where it, like,
it has, it looks like octopus arms.
It has eight little arms, and on the end, there's, like, a little cart where you fit two people. And it goes up and down, and it also spins. But this one was, like, new. The not only did the machine spin and go up and down, but your cart also, like, spun. But it didn't spin, like, it 90
spun
degrees.
Like it spun
like a teacup. So every time it would go up or go in a circle, you were getting the whiplash. You're getting, like, yanked in, like, your cart wants to go to the left, but you're getting pulled to the right. So you're just being yanked around like a rag doll in your seat. And I've never been more scared in my life.
Yeah. So it was like me and Monty were supposed to go on together, but one of my nieces, she wasn't even supposed to go with us because it was supposed to be the older kids. So we didn't have to look out for anybody, but she smuggled her way in because my dad's a sucker. So she was like, oh, I'm not going to go on. And I was like, oh, well, that's perfectly fine. But at the last minute, she was like, oh, I want to go. I want to try. And I was like, okay, sure, like, if you want to try. But then when we get on it, I'm with her. We get on it, we strap in. And I'm like, oh, why didn't you want to go on it? And she's like, oh, I'm scared of heights. And I'm like, why are you on this right now? She's like, oh, I just want to try. But I was like, this is not the time to try. Like, this is not the right to try. Mm-hmm. So it starts, and it feels fine, and I'm recording us. But then she starts screaming. But not, like, screaming, like, ah, like this is so fun. Like, oh, my God, like, what the heck? Screaming like bloody murder, like oh my God, what the fuck is going on with me? To one point when I see her just shut her eyes, and then I think this girl passes out for a little bit, and then this is when I start waving to the guy to stop the fucking ride. So he stops the ride, and then I think this happens very often because they were so prepared. They had this like rollerball thing of like this scent for like nausea,
I think.
Yeah. And they immediately, like, put it on her hands, like, on her temples, on her wrists, on her arms. And I basically carried her off the ride and sat her on a bench. And, like, everybody that we came with got off the ride. Because everyone got their shit rocked. Mm-hmm. Like, you got whiplash. Like, you were being whipped around like no one's business. I felt sick after. And what's so silly, she was like, no, I'm fine. Let me go on the Ferris wheel. I'm like, no, bro. You're not going on the Ferris wheel. Like, sit down here. Because, like, I don't trust you anymore. Like, I need you to sit down because you freaked me out. You passed out, bruh. Like, and she's like, please don't tell Tito Efren. Please don't tell Lolo Efren. I'm like, I'm not telling my dad. I don't tell him anything anyway. But I will tell him he made a mistake letting you come because you didn't listen. And I was like, we're the older people here. And if you were to get hurt or get sick, we would get blamed. So please listen to us. And please just sit down and relax. Just, like, play the little carnival games that they have. Mm-hmm. So that's what she did while we went on the other Ferris wheel. But honestly, it started to rain. I felt so sick. I was like, Monsi, we gotta get off this thing. And fucking A, like always, no one knows English. So I was like, I don't even know what I tried to tell him. I was like, excuse me, Paul. And he was like looking at me, and I was like this, no more, stop. And he was like, and he looked at me, and I was like, did he understand me? He did.
He stopped.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, thank you. Because I was like, a bitch is going to throw up. But the rest of our family got off the Ferris wheel too. Mm-hmm. And we just played carnival games. But then it started raining so freaking hard. Mm-hmm. But, oh my God, I forgot to tell y'all. I had to pee so.
I knew you were talking about this bathroom.
Oh my gosh. I had to pee so bad. And y'all already know the bathroom situation at the family reunion. It was bad. So I was holding my pee, and it got to the point where I was like, frick, I don't know where the fuck I'm gonna pee. And this isn't like the province isn't like everywhere else where maybe we'll find a Target, a Barnes and Nobles, some one of those. Even the gas station, I don't even know where they would have their bathroom, so I didn't even think of going to the gas station. And immediately I thought of, I'm gonna run in the wilderness, I'm gonna squat, and I'm gonna pee.
Because that's what most men do. Like, if you were on the Ferris wheel, the amount of people I saw just peeing in the, like,
bushes,
I was like, y'all.
Even our uncle at the family reunion, I was like, you fucking serious? While I'm eating over here, you're just gonna go fucking piss over there? Yeah. Our uncles would go, like, a little far away from where we were having the family reunion to go pee. When there's clearly a bathroom. They just go pee on the shrubbery. Like, what the fuck? Okay. Y'all be easy. I don't even know. No. So if you hear voices in the background, apologies. Our dad doesn't care. Like, I, you guys didn't hear my rant about not being able to, like, record because this house is just so noisy. And no matter any room you go in, it's going to be loud. You're either going to hear my mom sharing chisme with her sisters, hear my dad watching his movies, or go into Monty's room and you're going to hear the BART train pass every 3 fucking minutes. So basically, that just pissed me off. Anyways, see, now I lost my fucking mojo because that ho.
Talking about the bathroom.
Okay, so now we're at the bathroom. So I was going to pee in the wilderness. I told you my uncles were peeing on the side in the shrubbery at the fucking family reunion. But I was like, oh my God, I have to pee so bad. And what's so crazy, all the nieces followed me. Like, they were going to pee in the shrubbery too. Until someone was like, why don't you just pee at the gas station? I was like, oh, you're so real. So we ran over to the gas station. Tell me why this gas station has to be the cleanest bathroom I've ever been to in my entire life. Entire life. Cleanest gas station bathroom. Literally, I felt like I was in paradise. It was crazy. It was better than the fucking place we paid for. It was insane. But I used the bathroom. Then we did all that stuff at the carnival. And then we got picked up by my dad. And that's when we had the bullet. Mm-hmm. When we had the bullet when we were waiting for my dad to pick us up. Because, of course, he went on a different excursion before he came to get us. But that was, like, a cute moment. The family reunion was really funny. It was really fun. I threw up that day. I got sick again. I forgot the best fucking part.
Are you talking about the rock show?
No.
What best part?
In the morning when we're about to get... I missed because I was so busy to tell you about the church and like all this other shit. I forgot to tell y'all. When we're about to get in the car to go to church, I was sitting outside with Monty, my cousin, my niece, and they have 3 dogs. But then they had this one... There was this one big dog that was like loitering in front of the house that was like hanging out with their 3 dogs. So I was like, okay, love. Hey. And it was like a bigger dog. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what kind of dog it was. Like,
I don't know.
To compare it to, like, I don't know. But it was like a bigger dog. It was like up to my knee. And it was just hanging out. And I was like, okay, cool. And I was just talking to my cousin and Monty. And then all of a sudden, I feel something super duper warm on my leg. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? I look down. And the dog that I don't know was fucking pissing on my leg. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I pick up my leg and I start hopping because I didn't want to hit my sock. It hit the sock. And I literally put my leg up to like, so it just like stops dripping down. And thankfully, like I have wipes. I have like hand sanitizer. I had a Tide stick. I cleaned the sock because there's no time to change because we were already late for church. But I just remember when that dog pissed on my leg. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? It was an omen to the rest of the day because what happened? We were late to church. I busted my knees because I had to go on the church floor and it was dirty and full of rocks, like little pebbles and dust. And I was like, and my mom was like, just get up. And I was like, and then I threw up on the side of the road and everyone kept pointing and honking at me. It's not my fault. And then I ruined the choreography for the dance. AKA at the beginning, I messed up a little bit because I was so fucking sick. And then I got a bunch of like mud on my shoes because I thought I had to go pee in the forest, but I didn't. I gotta pee in the gas station. But yeah, this dog peed on my leg and I cleaned myself up, and then my cousin was like, what the fuck, like, how did that dog pee on your leg? And I'm like, I have no idea. And it's so funny because one day we come back late at night, we get out of the car, and guess who's out there? That fucking dog that pissed on my leg. I literally was like, scat, get away, scram, because I was like, you fucking pissed on my leg, you weirdo. And not even the other dogs came to defend me. Hot Dog, where were you? That was my
Hot Dog.
I loved Hot Dog. Hot Dog was one of their dogs. It was the smallest one. And it was so funny because they just had... The reason why I knew it was Hot Dog every single time is because someone spray painted their back red. Like one stripe was red. Like a red stripe on the back. But me and Hot Dog were like this. Besties. But yeah, Hot Dog, you didn't come and save me and pee on the other dog? Hello? But yeah, that dog pissed on me and I kept seeing it every time, every day after. And I was like, fuck you. Why'd you do me like that? But yeah, and it just made me, I just started laughing because I was like, even in a foreign country, like, where's my luck? Nowhere to be found. God just likes to remind me that he's there and that he's testing me every day. And that's why he made me have so much sweating. At the beginning, because now I'm fine. Now I'm no longer sweating. I'm not sweating anymore. I'm okay. I am going through.
Drenched anymore.
I'm going through some chills now, but I'm feeling good. It's no longer slip and slide in the back. But I really did enjoy the Philippines. It did hurt me emotionally, just because I think I learned a lot about myself and I learned a lot about my dad,
and family dynamics.
Yeah, and family dynamics. And history. Yeah.
And I remember when we were leaving the province, I cried so hard in the car. And then when we got to Manila, I wanted to go back to the province so bad. I did not want to be in Manila. Because in Manila, I got sick. Like, I think the air was so bad that I really got sick. Like, I couldn't breathe. I started coughing again. That's why I came home sick. And I was sick for, like, a week after we came back from the Philippines. But, dude, I don't know. There's something about the province. I don't know if it's, like, how slow it is. Or you can see, like, nature. You can actually see the sky. Because in Manila, babe, you're just going to see that smog. But it's cool to see. We celebrated the New Year
there. At the Mall of America.
That was cool.
They have their own fireworks show. It was pretty gnarly.
Yeah, Monty is a sucker for fireworks. So she loved those. She ate it up. But it was so funny. We were sitting down ready for the fireworks. And all of a sudden, this fucking grown-ass man basically chucks his fucking drink on the floor. And it splashes wherever we are. And all he does is like, oh. And he looks down at us, and he doesn't even pick up his fucking cup like a coward and a bitch ass that he is. I was like, sir, you're going to basically chuck this drink on the ground, because I don't even know what he tripped over. There was nothing to trip over. He tripped over himself.
He was just standing there, and he threw his drink on the floor. That's so weird.
Like, I don't know what it was up with his, I don't know what his deal was. I don't know what his damage was, but he threw that shit on the floor. He made my feet wet. Rude. Another problem with the Philippines is because everyone just pisses everywhere, and the men piss everywhere, so the streets just smell like piss. Like, on the route from Mall of Asia back to our hotel.
Oh, that was foul.
I was waiting for you to back me up. I was like, I'm not going to say the whole Manila just smells like piss. It doesn't. But, like, certain side streets.
It was just because that place, it was, like, an abandoned.
It was like, not even abandoned.
No, that little ditch area where men would just walk into. It was, like, what was
it? It was,
that?
Like, a, it was, like. It's like a bus stop, but not a bus stop. That's where the jeepneys would, like, stand or, like, stay, and, like, the tricycles would try to get people to come on. Maybe, like, a pickup and a drop-off spot. That's the best I could describe it. Because you have, like, people loitering there, and then you have another guy loitering there selling cigarettes by the single. Okay, like, one cigarette. And selling water. So I think that's more like a little hub. So a lot of people, aka men, just pee over there. And it's so humid. So it's just, like, cooking pee. And it just smells so foul. So foul. Oh, I think about that. It was disgusting. But yeah, I wanted to get out of Manila. I was sick. I wasn't sick of the city. I think I was just like sick of where we were at. I would have really I just don't like busyness. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Are you the same way? I don't like how busy it was. I was tired. And I was getting sick. And I couldn't sleep because our dad freaking snores like no one's business. He snores like he's choking on air.
He's probably has sleep apnea.
I think he does, and he doesn't want to do anything about it. I don't know how my mom does it. I don't know how she sleeps beside him every night. Because I barely took 3 nights, y'all. I barely took 3 nights. I kept thinking, I brought sleeping pills because I knew it would be bad. And I took them every single night, and it didn't work good enough. But I just learned a lot about myself, and I learned a lot about my dad and why he is the way he is. We did some reflection on our way home. I thought a lot. I looked really inward about myself while I was out there, and that's why the next episode is going to be a fun one, because it's going to be a real random assortment. I was telling Monty, like, this is going to, like, the best analogy I have for the next episode is, like, if you grew up wearing uniform, and on the random days you had a field trip, or they decided to treat y'all like on a Friday to have free dress, that's what the next episode is gonna be like. It's gonna feel like a free dress day. Like, anything and everything goes. It's gonna be super sick, nasty. Y'all gonna love it. I swear. It's gonna make you laugh. But I don't know. I really enjoyed our trip there, but on the low, will I ever go back? Yes. But I don't know if I would want to go back with my dad only. I want to go to my friends. Because I want to go with my friends just because I really liked Boracay. I really liked going to the beach and being with them. And I really did like just staying in the province with our family.
It was like really chill days. Some mm-hmm. days we wouldn't even leave the house. We would just stay in the house. Our only excursion was to like
walk down.
Go to like a fun restaurant or just walk around the neighborhood. And it was, I didn't mind.
I didn't mind it at all. I like how, like, it was there's slow. Like,
no, I didn't watch TV at all.
No.
We would just sit in front of the fan all together and just talk mm-hmm. and melt because it was so hot.
And when they would just talk and we would learn so much. Like, our cousin's really knowledgeable about the history of the Philippines. So we would just ask him questions. And I never had to fact check him because he knows his shit. So so it was just like, I was just like a really good moment to just like sit there with them and just like learn. And I realized like our dad was barely with us. Maybe that's why I grew to be like so upset with him. Because he really did leave us. But we were in good hands, aka with our little nieces and nephew. They translated everything for us and they were very kind and showed us everywhere. But yeah, that trip was a lot for me. I came back emotionally drained. What about you?
I too was emotionally drained. The first couple of days, I didn't know where we fit in with our family and like what they thought about us. But after a while, I was just like, let me stop being in my head so much and just be. And everyone was just really nice. I don't know why I was like, everyone here hates us.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they don't want us to be here. Our dad and, like, I don't know. It was like, but.
It was so bad because me and Monsi both, for maybe, like, I think we started being like, oh, okay, maybe it's okay. It was when we were in Boracay for maybe, like, the third day in Boracay. Because even traveling to Boracay, I kept thinking, like, oh, my uncles hate me. They hate me. They hate me. And I'm like, I don't know why in my head. That's immediately what I would think. I just kept thinking that no matter where we would go, I was like, they hate us. They don't want us to be here. Like, we don't know how to act. Like, I'm so sorry. I don't know the language. I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know. It was, like, a lot. But then the more time we spent with them, the more I realized, like, they were just happy we were there with them. And happy that we were just having so much fun. Like, I don't know. Like, it was such a great vacation. Like, being in Boracay with, like, 15 heads, like, being a whole family. Like, when we did island hopping, it was only our family on that boat.
Yeah, it was just us for, like,
the whole day.
Hours. It was
of just swimming and just going to different islands. So much snorkeling, feeding fish bread. Like, it was just so fun. And when we were doing the banana boating and all that stuff, like, we had to sign a waiver. And I remember, like, this, I wanted to cry. Like, I don't even know why I got so emotional. But, like, to see your last name on a piece of paper is crazy. That's not only you, your sister, and your dad. Because here in the States, like, me and Monty and my dad, we're the Palabricas. Like, there's, or the Palabricas, that's how you actually say your name. That's crazy. Our little niece, like, corrected us. She was like, why do you say it like that? And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, it's Palabrica. And I was like, but see, and my name is Eleanor, but how are you supposed to actually say is Eleanor? But I don't care if you say it that way or not. But yeah, like everyone's, all our uncles' names were on the paper, and it was just like, damn, like there's other Palabricas out there, and we just never met them, aka my dad's siblings. But it was just like, I just really loved it, and I miss them. I really miss them. I miss the weather. I miss being there with them. I miss singing with them.
Eating with them.
They made me laugh so much. And it's like, even though there was a language barrier at times, they didn't understand what we were trying to get at. Like, we always understood and we could always make each other laugh. And something that I thought was just so funny, the 2 weeks, I didn't say a bad word, period. Monty knows. I didn't say no bad word.
She was on her best behavior.
I was on my best behavior. And I was on my best behavior when it came to, like, how I spoke. Because I know how it feels to have to, like, translate in your head a different language. Like, English is our first language. English comes so easy to us. Spanish, I won't even, like, say it's our second language. It's not. Like, I know some Spanish, and I understand Spanish, but I still have to translate some shit in my head. Does that ever happen to you?
It's not automatic. Well, some words.
Well, you know, like, some phrases that are so familiar, you automatically know. But if someone's telling you a story,
and they're talking kind of fast. I won't
catch I have to, it. Like, I'm gonna.
I catch the gist.
I'm gonna catch the gist. It's a spark notes of what you just said. Like, I can't translate word for word when someone says something, but I can respond back and you basically be like, oh my god, you understood me? I'm like, well, I basically did. Because you have to translate. So, in your head, like, take the words and flip it to the one you know. So, in the Philippines, I was like, I can't talk the way I do because I slur my words a lot. And I don't pronounce my words. So, I'm like, I'm not gonna make sense to them. And I'm gonna have to repeat myself. So I even changed the way I spoke, like, what I wanted to say. So I spoke slow, and I spoke more, like, enunciated. Did you notice?
Yeah. Because when we're by ourselves, we went back to speaking in a mile a minute.
Yeah. Like, we would both talk, like, oh, like, Monty talks very soft and slow anyway.
if we're being honest. Only when she gets riled up that she starts hooting and hollering.
I'm excited. I'll speak about a minute.
Yeah, she's going to start hooting and hollering about, you know what? I almost said it, but I'm not going to say nothing to you. So, like, it was really funny. And it was on our last day, we were packing our bags. I, like, spoke the way I usually speak to our cousin and our, like, oldest niece that was with us. And it was just so funny because our cousin, he would just laugh at me. Because he's like, you have, like, a... He said I sound like a valley girl. Mix, I don't think he know what a valley girl sounds like. Mixed with, like, someone from California. And I was like, yeah, like, that's me. And, like, I taught them new words that I use because they don't understand.
They didn't know what the word kankle was. He knew so many words, but
he's... But not kankle.
He's not kankle.
Like... Our cousin Jeremiah, so knowledgeable. He's the one that knows a lot of history about the Philippines, and any question you would have about anything, he has the answer. But one thing we said, cankles, he didn't know what cankle was. And having to describe a cankle to somebody is just so hard. I was like, it's when you can't really differentiate a calf with an ankle.
It's just all one.
He's
like, oh, like an elephant?
And I was like, Kind of, but that just seems mean to say to somebody. But I did love the Philippines. I do miss it dearly. It's just like, it. I don't know if I don't see my dad the same anyway. I don't see him the same way anymore. Like, we went to his high school reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And it's so funny because I was wearing shorts that day. And my dad was like, is that what you're wearing? And I was like, yeah. He was like, dress up. Like, wear a dress at least. Like, you know. So I was like, oh, he wants us to dress up. Like, what the fuck is going on? But mind you, my dad is a part of this high school reunion. He's a part of the court. His class voted for him to be a part of this court because he's Mr. Popular. Like, y'all don't know about Mr. Efren Palabrica. He was supposed to be the king of this high school reunion to,
escort the queen.
To escort the queen. He was voted. But, you know, Miss Elvia was like, no, don't do that. So, you know, Efren had to get demoted and it went to the next guy in line. But, so my dad was like, y'all gotta wear dresses. So we're thinking we're going to a formal event. Because mm-hmm. He's dressed up. He's wearing a button-up collared slacks, dress shoes, belt, looking snazzy. So I was like, oh shit, like, we gotta dress up. I wear a dress. I wear my platform sandals. Monty wears her sandals. Wear a dress. We get there.
Y'all. Everyone's wearing t-shirt and jeans.
T-shirt and sandals. And like, chancla sandals. And I'm over here like, Efren, why'd you make me change? And then I understood why he made me change. We spent, I don't know how long. We were there till like midnight. When that shit started at like 5. Oh my God. So it was so funny too. This woman, what was her husband's name? I'm gonna call him Bob, because it might as well be. The woman that my dad was like partnered up with for the court, she lives in Chicago, I think. Does she live in Chicago?
I don't know. She lives in the States, though.
She lives in the States. I'm gonna say Chicago, just because. Actually, I don't want to even say Chicago. I feel like she's not even from Chicago. I just want to say she's from the Midwest. I don't know where, though. She's like, oh my gosh, you guys have to meet my husband, Bob. He only speaks English. You'll love him. I look into the crowd trying to see who the fuck Bob is. You know who the fuck Bob is. It's this white man. It's just this older white gentleman, you know, wearing his little Crocs. He's not dressed to the nines. His girl is. She's wearing a little yellow hat. She was cute. She's like, oh my God, please talk to him. He's gonna love it. He only speaks English. And I was like, okay. But of course, we don't go over to him. We wave at him. We say hi. But when I go to the bathroom and I come back and I see he's like standing in front of Monsi. Monsi can tell you what happened because I wasn't there when he approached.
Yeah, well, Eleanor came pretty quickly. She like left for the bathroom and I'm just sitting there. And then I see someone walk over and I thought it was our dad. So I didn't really look up. At first, but the person just kept hovering, so I was like, oof, maybe it's not my dad. So I look up, and it was Bob, and he's like, hello, my wife told me all about you and how you're from California and you know how to speak English. And we're like, yeah, I know how to speak English. And I don't know why. I was like, oh, my sister went to the bathroom, as if like he came there just to see my sister. But I was like, don't talk to me. Until my sister comes back.
No, and I finally get back. But she
came
back
really quickly. Like, literally when I said, like, oh, my sister went to the bathroom. Yeah.
I came back, and I was like, I'm gonna save this girl, because Monty does not like talking to people. So I was like, oh, how long have you been here? He's been there for, like, 6 weeks. And he was like, oh, by the third week, I'm ready to go home. And I was like, yeah. His problem was the heat. Yeah. Like, he hated the heat. He's from a place where it, like, snows. So he's like, I'm not used to this weather, but he's been here multiple times, so he understands, like, what it's like. And, but the thing is, like, I think his wife thought we could relate to him and his struggles of being in the Philippines, and I was like, I don't really mind the food, even though I don't eat it. I don't really mind the language barrier. I don't feel very, like, lost or isolated being in a group of people who only speak Tagalog or, like, the dialect they spoke in the province. I don't know, did you feel like, I never felt weird. Maybe it's because I just never understood my dad, so I would just sit there. It was just a time to just zone out and catch a vibe.
I don't know. Like to, like, look at the context and try and make, if it sounds like Spanish, in the conversation, yeah, you can try and, like, pick up certain words if they use, like, a couple English words. Yeah. Or words that sound like Spanish.
That's what I would catch on to. But, you know, he was seated. He left us. And I was like, thank God. Because I was like, I can't really make small talk. Like, I don't know what to say. His wife was really kind. That's why I spoke to her husband. But it was just, like, a really funny day. Because my dad introduced us to all of his classmates. One of our uncles that we already know from Vallejo. No, he's not from Vallejo. But we see him a lot at family parties in Vallejo. He was there. Thank God he was there. He's so chill. He kept asking if we were okay. And I was like, thank you. Someone's actually noticing that we're in distress. Because, dude, like, my dad would drag us around everywhere and we would take pictures. Random best people. And then we were sitting there without our dad. And, like, this woman just started taking pictures of us. And I was like, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to look at you and smile? Like, am I supposed to, like, pretend that you're, like, I don't notice you? But then me and Monty just looked at her and smiled because I was like, I don't know why you're taking pictures, but thank you. Oh my God, I have to tell you guys though. This is the conceited part of me. Since my dad made us, like, he dragged us everywhere to take pictures. When I tell you, we were like, fuck, like, man, that man had grabbed me by the wrist and was like bringing us everywhere. There is this guy. I think he's from, he lives in San Diego and we've met him before. I think, right?
Mm. Which guy?
He's from San Diego. You're going to hear the story and you know. Yeah. We've met him before here in the city, but when we were really, really young. I remember I think we were taking a picture with somebody else and he had to take the picture for us. And y'all, my ego went through the roof because man looks at me and he goes, you're so pretty. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. Because y'all, when I tell you I was getting fat shamed left and right, I was getting fat shamed left and right. Mm-hmm. First night, y'all. First night. Literally dinner table, sitting there. I don't know what we're talking about, school, tuition. They're asking about how much tuition is. And I go like, oh, like, tuition is this, that, and the third. Like, it includes these fees, even if you don't use them. Like, if you don't go to the library, there's still a fee. If you don't go to the gym, you still have to pay for the gym. And I was like, so that's why I went to the gym, hella, because I was like, if I'm paying for this, I'm going to go. And then my cousin goes, oh, but it doesn't work, huh? Because, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's kind of, my brain went a total fart because he basically was like, oh, you go to the gym so much, but you still fat, girl. It don't work, huh? Oh! He silenced me. He silenced me. And there was another part. This one killed me because it was my niece. And my niece is like 9 years old. And I was talking about how, like, I don't really, because I think they're noticing. They're like, oh, you don't eat a lot, huh? And I was like, yeah, I don't eat a lot. Like, I eat probably like one meal a day. And she goes, but you're still fat, though. Oh, she gagged me with that one. I looked at Monty and I smiled because I didn't know what the fuck to say. I was like, I did not just get called fat back to back right here at the dinner table. And mind you, there's not like just four of us here. The whole family's there. Like, there's like 10 of us at this table. And I was like, why y'all just call me fat, huh? Let's talk about that. Why y'all just keep calling me fat? Oh my God, and Barakai. Oh my God. It was my dad, my cousin, and Monty and I, and we're like the deep end, and my dad is trying to float on his back, and we're showing my dad how we can float, and my cousin goes, oh, it's probably easier for them to float because the bigger you are, the more you can float. And I was like, not us catching strays. Not us catching strays right here in the water, in the ocean. And all you can do is smile and laugh. like, literally, I was, and what's so sad is, like, I went to the gym so much before I went to the Philippines, because I knew they were going to say something about me being fat. I already knew. And, like, no matter how small I possibly could be, that my body would allow me, I would just be fat to them forever. Like, I just know it. But yeah, that shit gagged me. I never took offense to it, but I did, like, at first was like, yo, like, I don't know you. Like, like, I would never make jokes like this towards someone I just met. But I think for them, it's very normal. I know a lot of Asian people or POC BIPOC or people in general could just relate to family just, like, talking ish about your body and about your weight. And I am not a petite little girl. So, yeah, they call me a big body bitch there multiple times.
Those words exactly.
Those words exactly at the dinner table. Oh, you want some more rice, you big body bitch? Take that back. No, literally. Oh my gosh, but man, my dad is the Hannah Montana of that town. It felt like it. They partied until the a.m. Mm-hmm. The whole gymnasium was shaking, mm-hmm. because they were so loud. It was literally on max. And like when we left the gymnasium, the building was shaking. I was like, how y'all do this? But that's just how the Filipinos party. They don't know when to stop dancing. They don't know when to stop singing. You know what? You should never stop dancing. You should never stop singing. But frick, when the infrastructure is shaking, maybe calm down a little bit. Because that shit kind of scared me. But of course, everyone is perfectly fine. I would rate the Philippines trip 8 out of 10. My thorn was, I wish I spoke up more when it came to food, because I knew in Boracay I could really just get whatever the fuck I wanted, but I didn't want to be difficult and seem like I was like, oh, I don't want to eat your food. But it was genuinely like, I'm like, I can't eat pork, like, I'm not gonna eat this, I'm not gonna enjoy it, it's a texture thing. Because I was losing stamina by the second week. Monty saw me. I was losing stamina. I was
withering away.
I was literally, if you turn me to the side, yeah, they were calling me a big body bitch the first week, but by the second week, I started disappearing, y'all. They were trying to feed me by this point. Like, my cousin, one day, I was eating only rice, and she was like, do you want me to cook you a hot dog? I cook you a hot dog. I was like, oh, no, it's okay. I had sleep for dinner majority of the days. I had a nap for lunch. Like it was that serious. The only time I really enjoyed eating was breakfast. Because I fucking love Filipino breakfast. But, yeah. That goes, like, the whole Philippines trip. My rose was just being with my family. And being in a new place and learning so much. Like, I learned so much. And what's crazy, I felt so insecure and felt so, like, identity issues about being Filipino, because I feel like I just, like, I'm not Filipino enough, and I was like, I don't know shit about shit. But then, like, when we went there, I was like, I know a lot of stuff. Like, cool. Like, my dad taught me indirectly a lot about being Filipino and, like, how he grew up and all that stuff, and I was like, damn, why'd I ever feel like I was less than? I don't know. Did you ever feel like that?
I feel like that because I don't know the history too well. But, like, Dad did his best to teach us things like cultural, food. Mm-hmm. I mean, he slipped on the language, but what can you do?
I know, what the hell? Like, he really slipped on that one. And, honestly, I don't think I would want him to teach me anyway.
He's not a very good teacher.
No.
Zero patience.
No patience. The only word I know is asa! And y'all already know why I know that one. If you're Filipino, you know. I told this to Monsi. I was like, mm-hmm. I don't even remember the last time he said that to me. I wish I knew what I did to get an asa. For those who don't know what that means, it means one. So growing up, Monsi and I, if we were ever honestly existing, when my dad was fed up with our existence, he would go asa. So like one. And he never had to say dalawa or tatlo or like 1, 2, 3. He never had to. Because after the one, I'm done. I'm shutting up. Eleanor, shut the fuck up, you big body bitch. Oh my god, yeah. I can make fun of myself. I don't give a fuck. But yeah, what I learned from the Philippines, I'm fat. No, like, I love the Philippines down. I can't wait to go back. I can't wait to see everyone else. I know they said in 3 years we would have another reunion, but literally doing a reunion is so much work. My dad, like, wanted to cancel it so many times because how frustrated he got. And to the other Palabricas that need to pay their dues, fucking pay your dues. They did. Oh, they did?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I don't...
I asked. I was curious.
Oh, because I just want y'all to know that was the freaking drama.
The night before.
The night before. Some people didn't pay their little dues because, like, each family had to pay to, like, throw into the little bucket to, like, make this reunion happen. But they didn't pay their share. So my dad was like, his little theory, and some of my cousin's theory was that they waited to the last minute to pay their share so they could only pay the difference. So it would be much less of what they had to pay for, like, everybody else. Like, I don't know. I think they were down maybe $1,000 for a family or something.
I forgot.
Versus other families had to pay, like, $2,500,
yeah,
you know?
10, yeah.
So they're like, oh, if we wait long enough, the price will go down because they don't need $2,500 anymore. They just need a grand. Like, hello? Anyways, and I'm not talking about dollars. I'm talking about pesos. But yeah, so I'm glad to hear that because I was about to say, if some swindling ass bitches, I'm not afraid to talk. I don't know. You can't even understand me.
You're just yelling.
I'm just yelling and they're just looking at me. But yeah, I celebrated my birthday in the Philippines. That was an emotional day.
I tried my hardest.
I know. Monty tried her hardest. She brought me... She didn't bring me to the mall. My dad brought us to the mall.
Because I can't drive.
Of course you can. We're in the foreign country. And she bought me boba and she bought me a red ribbon cake. And that day still made me sad. But what can you do when that friend is your dad? Oh, did I rhyme? I'm so silly. But thank you so much for listening to this. I don't know if I'll even put this out. And if I do put this out, it means I love you guys so, so, so much. And I want you to see my vulnerable side, a.k.a. the side when I'm sleep deprived, hungry.
Serious.
I am sweaty. Mocos down my nose. Like, literally, it's drip city in my nose right now.
It's a sight.
Honestly, I don't even know why this is happening to me, but Monty is not making disgusting faces at me, which I love her so much for, because if she was like, oh, to me, because of my mocos right now, I don't know if I would make it to this episode. I just want to thank our sponsors for this episode. Monty's looking at me crazy. She didn't believe that we have sponsors. Yeah, today's sponsor is unreliablenarrator.co on Instagram. Please go give them a follow and a like on their most recent post. Yeah, who else is our sponsors? Nobody. Thank you so much for tuning in. I swear to God. I don't swear to God. I'm not... I have no promises.
God doesn't want to see
your hand. God doesn't want to see your hand! Did anyone else watch Monk?
It wasn't Monk.
Did anyone else watch Psych? Yes. The wrong detective show. But yeah. I'm in my... trying to get better era, so that's why I feel kind of loopy and crazy. Is because I'm trying not to use anything to go to sleep nowadays. So I'm trying to just sleep on my own. And it's not working out. I have insomnia.
You should work out before you go to sleep. And then you're tired.
Right? What do you suggest?
I suggest running around the block once. And then come back inside.
Are you going to join me?
I'll watch you from the porch.
Yeah. That's what I thought. And thank you so much for tuning in, y'all. Special shout out to the Filipinos. Grace. Aliana. Aljon, even Ada. I know she doesn't listen to me, and I don't think Aljon even listens to me. Aliana listens sometimes. Honestly, shout out to you too, Giorgio. I see you, baby. for telling me what to look out for when I went to the Philippines. I appreciate y'all so much, because I feel like what y'all told me really helped me not to seem stupid and not have, like, a major culture shock, because I was anticipating all the things that you told me. So love y'all down. To the rest of you, y'all wish you were Filipino, huh? You should be proud of your identity. I love you all equally. I'll catch y'all really, really soon, aka really fucking soon, because I plan to record right after this. Love ya. Bye!
Bye.
That's a weak-ass bye.
Bye!